Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was with Robert Buscemi, who I worked with in Phoenix at the Bird Comedy Festival.
And oh, okay.
I've known him for on and off for years, but that's when I really sort of, he's a silly smart, he's such a goof, he's great as a comic, and he's an actor, and he wanted to, his thing is self-help. The weirdest thing about 6 out of the 10 episodes of The Last Dork Forest,
mm-hmm.
it's essentially how people are coping with life.
I guess that's kind of true.
There's been anxiety ones, there's self-help ones.
Right.
Even Steve Young's fake life coach one mm-hmm. was about
arguably the
credit card one
that
we just talked about.
Yeah.
True. It's essentially how to cope with the options and the things going on.
Here's all the lemons that life is giving you. Here's all the recipes for lemonade.
Aw. Look at you. And Robert Buscemi, it's all about self-help stuff. And he had a bunch of books that
he brought a bunch of books with him
He brought the books with him.
It was show and tell.
It was. He has that Michael Caine acting book that I read.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And I forgot to show him, though I pulled it out of the bathroom. Earn What You Deserve.
Oh, yes.
The Earn What You Deserve Gerald Mundis book. I'm surprised he didn't take it with him because I told him that Maria Bamford lent me this book.
Oh.
And then I kept it.
Right.
And it does not say on it, on the inside.
Stolen from Maria Bamford.
But this was quite a rabbit hole into sort of self-help and self-actualization, creative visualization, and all those buzzwords.
Yeah.
That he was like, they are silly, silly words. All it is just an effort to remind yourself that you're not a piece of garbage.
Right.
Yeah. You're not. And if it takes you to read the same message 40 times over and over again,
by all means,
please. So it was a great episode, quite honestly, and very funny.